Western Wisconsin Health now offers robotic-assisted surgery with Da Vinci technology. Less pain, less risk, and faster recovery. Let's put all of those in the win column for you. And let's find out more with Dr. Peter Dahlberg, a general and thoracic surgeon at Western Wisconsin Health. This is Western Wisconsin Health Talk from Western Wisconsin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Dr. Dahlberg, thanks for your time. So first off, can you explain more about robotic-assisted surgery and the bigger role it now plays in surgery?
Surgery has really evolved over at least my career. When I started, we were doing most procedures as open procedures. Then laparoscopic surgery and general surgery came about with removing the gallbladder. And robotics, probably starting in the late 90s, began to sort of extend the spectrum of laparoscopic surgery that we could do. So laparoscopic surgery works with a video camera and small incisions. Robotic surgery is more or less the same, but the instruments that we're able to use have a lot more dexterity. So the chief benefit is probably being able to operate in confined spaces where it would be difficult to do laparoscopically, and being able to suture pretty much like you would suture if you were doing an open procedure. It's a lot easier with a robot than it is with just standard laparoscopic instruments.
So let's stay with the benefits of robotic-assisted surgery. I would imagine there's less downtime, shorter recovery as well.
Like I was saying, it's kind of extending the spectrum of laparoscopic surgery. So I think there's a huge difference between someone who had their gallbladder out in the 70s or 80s and had a big incision below the right side of their rib cage, and they were in the hospital for a week, and they had a lot of pain afterwards, and maybe they got hernias in that incisions. When laparoscopy came around, the incisions were much smaller, and recovery was much quicker. In fact, people were going home from the hospital the same day. Same thing with taking the appendix out. Robotic surgery probably has an added benefit over laparoscopic surgery in terms of a little bit less trauma to the body wall at the sites where the ports are placed, and just an ability to extend the type of operation that you can do with the scope and small incision approach.
So with the precise nature of this, is there less risk as well?
I think any new technology that we use in surgery, we kind of want to be sure that we can reproduce what we thought was the tried and true safe methods that we were doing before. I think if you look at laparoscopic surgery, you have only 2D visualization, whereas if you're doing an open operation, well, you can see in three dimensions. Robotic surgery restores the three-dimensional operating field to the surgeon. So I think in that sense, it has a greater safety profile. I think in terms also of being able to carry out the technical parts of an operation with added dexterity, that kind of gives you a margin of safety as well.
Right, because of that precise nature of the procedure. So what are the most common types of conditions that benefit from the use of robotic-assisted surgery?
It's really evolved. The first operation that probably really brought robotics to the forefront was in urology, where urologists started taking out the prostate. And the recovery from that operation was clearly a lot easier on the patients. And as the surgeons gained more experience, they were able to really do that procedure in just about every patient that was eligible or was going to have a prostatectomy. Gallbladder surgery was probably one of the first things in general surgery that started being done with robotic assistance. Things that required more dexterity, like fixing hiatal hernias or hernias in the diaphragm where the stomach is migrated up into the chest, that dexterity of being able to easily place and tie sutures securely really helped with that procedure. Things that are down in the pelvis, colon surgery, there was a lot of skepticism initially about, well, could you do the same cancer operation laparoscopically or robotically. And then some of the things, the more complex hernia repairs, hernia surgery has really been transformed probably in the last 5 years, whereas before some of the surgeries were done laparoscopically. The majority were probably still done as open incisions in the groin. Now the trend has really accelerated towards robotic surgery and away from open surgery. And even things like lung cancer surgery. Now with robotic technology, you have a lot more control over some of the potential complications.
Well, it seems like because of the benefits of this, less pain, less risk, and faster recovery. If I were having surgery, I'd be raising my hand, hey, can I have the robotic-assisted surgery? So who is a good candidate then for robotic-assisted surgery?
You know, I think the good candidate for that operation is probably one who's having an operation that's done well with the robot. If someone's had a lot of previous abdominal surgery, it can be a little bit challenging, but generally it's feasible. Patients who have hernias probably recover more quickly than they do with other types of repairs. Patients that are having colon surgery, is probably a benefit of less stay in the hospital, less risk of getting hospital-acquired infections. So I think those patients are well served by these minimally invasive techniques. People that have problems with reflux and regurgitation and large hiatal hernias, the dexterity that procedure done robotically adds a lot to kind of getting back in the swing of things quite a bit more quickly.
Dr. Delberg, thank you for your time. Last question. Why is this such a valuable service for an independent community medical center like Western Wisconsin Health?
Well, I think I've worked in smaller hospitals for quite a few years now, and I think the one lesson that small hospitals probably have to learn is that they need to do things with the same sort of technologies, outcomes, do them just as well as big city hospitals or larger hospitals. You can't sit back and do things the way that they've been done 15 or 20 years and expect to be around or relevant much longer. So I think it's exciting for us here to have robotic technology. It was a big investment by the community, by the hospital board. But it makes us relevant. It makes it easier to recruit surgeons that are coming out, especially in practices like urology or gynecology or general surgery. Pretty much anybody in the future is that's training now is going to learn on those platforms, and they're going to want those relatively accessible. And the things that a small community hospital can do are that a large hospital has trouble with is just providing that personalized service. You see someone you may know from your community, being closer to home, not having to travel, easier on your family, easier on yourself. Those are the things that I think the important reasons for kind of keeping up to date in terms of whatever we do.
Right. Really important reasons. Dr. Delberg, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Fun chatting with you.
That's Dr. Peter Delberg, a general and thoracic surgeon with Western Wisconsin Health. And if you'd like more information or to get connected with Dr. Delberg, just visit www.health.org or you can call 715-684-1111. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is Western Wisconsin Health Talk. Thanks for listening.